just like to thank Paul and everyone else at Oveo for inviting me. It is a great pleasure to read. It's not often you get asked to read for 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So I have some kind of older stuff that I haven't read in a good number of years. But I have a man over here who, if at about 20-25 minutes it ain't working for people, he's got to do it. So yeah, you'll all bear with me for at least 20-25 anyway. I suppose to apologies about the facetious bio. I find bios and author pictures a little, yeah. The anti-capitalist part of me just squirms inside. Anyway, I do edit things. Spoleman Fontanelle is a magazine that run amok, which is the press we're currently involved in, myself and other PhD students in the English department and French and art history. Is there, I don't know, €3 or, you know, a nice smile or something like that. I will read older stuff, and then I will read my new book, which was launched last week. It came out from a London-based press called Beer, called Flashbang, and we'll say something like €5 or something, or, you know, maybe two nice smiles. But we'll start, basically, in honour of the winner of the five-word challenge, a poem by Stephen Rutherford as part of his Vion translations, or if you call them translations. Item, to my love, to my dear Rose, I have neither my heart nor my liver, for she aims her eye more on something else, a combo she used to eat every morning, practically. You know what I mean, a big silken cock and balls, plain scuds, huge and smelling good. And I order debt to any man but one who goes down on her without a dripping tongue. I also want to read a few small little bits of this tiny little book that's now out of print, called A Discourse on Vegetation and Motion by a London-based poet. Well, she's Canadian but based in London, Frances Crook. As you can see, they're just tiny little bits of pages. So I'm just going to read a few at sort of random. Today I'm ready to succumb to a flashbulb. Today the fascist insect that preys upon the people chomps my face into. Today I have no mercy, I must finger the chicken. Today the common insect is napalm. Today I know by any means necessary the eyes must be fed, the aphids must cry. I have a plan for eczema, hexes never failing, observe the necessary. It's black, it's knitted, it's got holes for lungs and vision. Today I have heads number 3. Today I lie for axe blades. Today I fail, for the crawling is anonymous, and tick and all homo sapiens be subject to their own foul whims. Today I'm Swedish, and wish to kill myself. Utopia, curdled, shining, happy people, blind and bored in social pleasantry. This book came out a good number of years. Well, a good number of years ago. It sounds like I'm really, really old, but I suppose about 4 years ago, and I haven't really read it since. So I thought it might be nice to give people a sense of I hope range, if not just the chronologicalness of it all. It's called Speaking Off Center. It came out from a press in the States called Livestock Editions. Ample, forceful within space, collapsing into space, placed between context, contests, folding 8 times or more. 9 small frames, each as empty as the space between reading, scaling poetry, circus, circle, circumstance. always in direct shadow, always at the moment, always motionless, always movement, always, always. Entering the smallest of spaces, another. Each to their own. Absolute. Coming, defenseless, erupting, generating, until covered. Withhold, without, withdrawal. I was once ancient, once, taking breath in gulps, failing to succumb. Always in shadows, directly, in motionless movements. Converting structures, linear constructs, evenly, textured, straight lines from shore to sea. Raising. Each day, evading. Walking to learn every crevice in its entirety. This city knows more. Buildings bringing us closer. At 90-degree angles, each spoken idea a move away from absolution. Color brings reality into focus, overturning rocks to shift the sand in order to travel backward. Establish control, establish rules, establish stories. Inside image, carbon cravings from inside our. There has been a change. Words meander upstream, away from any sense of center.
I'll kind of pick it up a little bit here now. this came out again in 2009, I think, from the press I was running at the time called Default. It's called Warbler. And I'm always fascinated at how much birds and bird songs relate to poetry. Why do we continue to do it? There's got to come a point, doesn't there, where we just kind of start writing with cows or something.
Speaking from between remnants or something or other, to follow, to transform, to touch, to mark, the moment of solitude lingering beyond utterance, succumb in the midst of it all. Light and shadows contain visions evolving through linear constructs, stopping momentarily beyond expectation. Breathing is a function of the imagination. Motioning with dry lips converging in tooth in space between speech, forsaking the difference, restricting direct light through voice and illusion through stillness. Hand to face the page. Stroke the indent beyond a fixed sense of turbulence. Evenly spread before dawn, before sleeping, to evening, to waking, a moment still in transit. Splice skin and eyes and all, trembling lips and voice in one. Beyond screen, each new eclipse beyond mouth and eyes, outputting internal dialogues. Trapped in a kind of circle. Morphing with soft, supple splendor, directing the line against the white porcelain foaming liquid on tender hooks and lips. Light folding, drifting through registers, through illuminations, through empty, skyless rooms. Carved from pallet, felt from roof and falling, gesturing to hold the misspelled touch around flesh and fingers deep within skin. Each strike with feverish eyes, rolling, touching, scattered through the city, splicing forward with backward glances, unable to obtain a momentary focus along the landscapes. Bleeding as a form of movement. Shifting each grain against the wind, the face reveals the transparency, rivers morphing from end to beginning, cleave through flesh, fresh, arriving at the point of remembrance. Blinded, touch, groping into memory, reconfiguring the sentence. Graft, filament, from a lack of air, spiraling upwards to a wisp of smoke or cloud along fault lines or other instances of exposure. In the citadel, sky flocked above horizon, traces of teeth and vision and lips and memory, a piece formed in isolation, walking around a perfect surface, transgressing beyond the instant, placing hands in water, retracting inward through glass, taking roots to breath blunted through speech, and a leak capsizing in teeth, breaking beyond the moment through memory, as if motion itself was in question. Somehow, place and chaos divide the spoils that reeling, limp, and docile, recounting each one after the other out of sequence, yet surprisingly intact. Yearning beyond years, beyond thresholds, sitting curled in arms within loss, closer to exile. Sky opening to show reflections of its own production and movement. Pacing anti-clockwise with dogs in tow converging en masse in a small park just outside the city. From object to desire in short bursts of winnowing swift beyond sight. Mechanical structures producing sound or music or two notes at once or visualizing the enemy from 2,430 meters away, all the while flying exactly 17 meters to the left of the destination. Precision is the origin of flight. Starting light with stone, peering from eye to eye, each movement an assault on silence, babblers, shriekers, chatteteers, mopping the left flank, observing character acquisition in relation to lift force. Only in song. Recounting history in order to encompass the present, setting sights in pairs of pairs, each one or each pair fixed as not to get fatigued. Caught in an updraft, pluming as if lost, replicating movement inherent in air until all movement is motionless or dysfunctional, an anomaly in itself, a silent utterance or tell. Mark. It is no surprise then, imitation is the highest form of flattery. There is one who sounds unseen from a distance. From a distance, the world looks blue and green. Through vapor and slowing into silence, white eyes spotting imitation landscapes through mechanical means. Training since birth to soar and sing during quiet moments, moving slowly enough as not to make a noise. Joined, as always, in flight.
Okay, and read some new stuff that's all kind of in the middle of being, in the middle of being made, I suppose. And then there's two other smaller chapbooks left. Let's see how we go. I give a quick dedication to Graham Allen, I suppose, mainly for stealing kind of the formal thing he was working with. Decide, temporal drill at location, earthly sphere pinned to a blind tracery, preconditioned trait when applied forward, strike converging on a few square inches, build upon a single formality, open, 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 and beyond bound, downward, gleaning you carried me home, bouldering over in spring and gone again, reappear exact into the letter, emanating from a change of fortune. Again, there's no title, but this is I'm not a big fan of always the kind of this poem is about these things. I was sad one day.
Yourself.
Or any one of those emotions, you can just insert whichever you want. This is a reworking of the first section of Gilgamesh in a kind of a poetry form. I'm not sure, it's yet to be published anywhere, and I'm really not sure it works. So if people, if you want to boo afterwards, at least I know. so it has no title. But
surpassing all lords by two-thirds, with rights at the door, the one who would see the world before the flood, built Europe from the ground up, and beyond the walls of wilderness, and beyond the wilds of man, none were safe, but safer still than ruled. Iron handed down, pelt and blow, larynx bruised and still, voiced out to an empty sky and ears, until the answer came. In equal measure and might, another man or beast to the eyes, with the strength of 12 or more, running naked and wild to the core, until a trapper's son, doing what a trapper does, shows him Shamhat the slut who takes out the wild and brings the city in, and inside the walls his match and mace lay not once but twice, dreaming first of a meteorite, and then a second time around, a hatchet or axe, both of which he would embrace as his wife, whereas in both flights of fantasy, the maternal voice egged him to complete, and when eyes were wide, her counsel sought to explain. A sign, she says, a companion and friend, a wild man tamed, to tame and teach in turn, with sails unfurled. So I think maybe boos are appropriate.
To learn?
Are we just going to do the opposite of everything I say now? Is that the game we're kind of playing? This actually does have a title. It's a small little thing called 3 for 3. Again, I'll put a dedication for Sarah Hayden. Pressed face and eyes spun blue to match your dress in porcelain blue. Round the curvature, cup breathing, steaming stem holding cores. And will offer other levels, the unheard passenger, after and after in different characters. Again, things untitled. Feathered, the language of a snail's pace, along the pavement they go crunch, crunch, crunch. Kiss the mouth that features symbioses, the corkscrew left on the counter. Top and bottom I unfold as quickly as I unwrap, the sky clearer now than it was, pressed to flat, set to dry, record in twos and threes, marching home to write about the other, scream to speech to scream, compelled, I speak out of tune, veering always to the left or right, the freedom to demand entertainment or another life projected. Featured on a t-shirt, I am what I write on myself, synopsis. The best bits of that which sells. Again, those titles. Appearing limited with an overabundance, come to the wisp, dear friend, and hold tight. Retain the inertia as the ground is being prepared, initially for you or for someone else. Decisions are permanently bound, so stand knee deep and plunge to chest. We act as if stone were setting faster, or as if it was anything but. In movement, there is distraction without warning. There are places to fill, a flicker of shadow and smoke, bound in black produced by light, interception. And a while back I started working on this kind of prose thing. And I only have kind of, you know, 2 half pages, but I'm wanting to kind of read it as often as I can, just to get a sense of whether or not I feel it works or in any way, shape, or form. There are buildings in this city folded along the seams, seemingly opaque, but I never learned how to dance the blue vinyl or the cotton candy, would always love spinning. The divisible voice predicts my future, which might imply that it did not know the outcome all along. Go rail, go figure. The foremost look to you and ask no questions. The fact of the matter is, it is 2011, and the prize for reading the line, Lana Turner is dead, in 2 different poems on the same day, is another quote of your choosing. There is something eerie about laughter in the dark, but Sam always knew that. You will have to crawl now, girl. Will I wait for you? The ground is wet from rain, obviously. Highlighted by reruns on Comedy Central, or you are not facing the right direction. Update to version 2.1.2 and restart service. At times I want to be held, now more so that I'm coming to thank you. In this moment, the specifics are determined and the good china are set into place. Never having felt my own inclination to interrupt, I hold one arm up with the other but grow tired or bored, having to wait for the inevitable. Honey is sweeter than the act of mark-making. I am aware of the religious iconography, but in the end I am left burning the mule hindside up. Never being able to sing meant that words mattered more, or at least equal to compound numbers. In the morning we woke early and foraged for crystals found in deep water. Devices beat so as to form relationships with one another. The purpose of this exercise is to eat water vapor and watch blue smoke linger. There is no glory making that which does not exist in real time, but I bleach my skin and file my teeth nonetheless.
And then this one, second page.
The beauty of my fatigue is my own fixation on the narrative of liberation. Advance the systems of speech by blowing bubbles into the wind, which is now needed. The soapbox is on fire, and my mouth is parched from shouting so that the people at the back can hear. There are many ways to crack an egg, but in the end, it is always the same. I can barely read two lines of poetry without getting bored, or resorting to eating reams of paper, which cost more, or which costs above average in today's market, where oranges are always 5 for a pound, no matter which way the wind blows. You crack a whip and finish by blowing me a kiss. Not allowing readers to read is unforgivable, and the distance between you and the shit you spout is about the size of a tack which I want to use to gouge out your eyes. The purchase of lifestyle objects is not a lifestyle choice, so I spend my time eating red brick and the tide recedes and the silt reveals. Sentences are hardly more than two compound numbers being used incorrectly, and even though my ability to do mathematics is questionable, when I think of you, the answer is always 42. Or was it 7? I can never quite recall the specifics of conversations or real numbers. Oh, Doug, how you made me laugh. How you made us all laugh despite a tendency towards pessimism, skepticism, and other defense mechanisms. At night or thereabouts as the sky turns tricks, I imagine I can hear you despite the fact that both love and money are absent. The moment of arrival is also the moment of departure of the moment before, and this is the very point in which I find myself now. Surrounded as you are by implications of guilt and other products on offer, I give you familiarity.
Yeah, this came out last year during the summer from a press in in Bray, County Wicklow, called Wild Honey, run by an Irish book called Randolph Healy. And if anyone hasn't read any of Randolph's work or seen his press, I would go out of your way and order copies and read his work in particular. I think Robert Archambault wrote an essay where basically entitled Not Healy But Healy, and declares that Randolph Healy is by far the superior poet, and I would have to agree. Mainly because Seamus Heaney is a dirty old bastard. it's all that sticky hands and the digging with his ballots, basically. We'll leave that where it is. Origins of process. One, projections, including households, genuine structures, disposed of by assemblage, take speech, tear before departure, leaving space between our bodies. I write about you, and you write about someone else. Take one glass box lined with paper and insert the word contents. Then discard syntax. Identities are formed through failure, inherent in memory. The inclusion of reference is suspect. On some levels, it all looks the same. Two. A mountain in the distance, out of the ground, shifting, miniature and looming, standing on this outcrop, atop a hill, beyond a twist, a gaze directed at nothing, sitting, back to stone, water beyond the silt and mud, the tide waning in a flurry of wings of various colors, circulating, jutting off in straight lines, fortifying. Three. Each breath produces two sounds between memory, communication survived as reflections. Listening, returning,
not once at night in a vacuum, with you there or you there in the other room, staring beyond your own gaze, attempting to merge light with light, a temporal space between sound and sight. 4. Historically, water to my right with distance, sharp cuts of actuality, poised, set against that which is and is not equally familiar. The road, as dark as the air in front of me, being filled abound with no trace. 5. Rose, yelling, yellowing, salt of the table, pinched over shoulder, a rear view minor, minnow, drink over handle, eggs over easy, peripherals pacing, outward, upscaling, a nest of bees and Sunday cloth, a large plume, enthralled, rounding to a point, the sky retreated wide with the lunar tide, leaving silt, revealing the road, doubling back on itself. 6. Of course, yellow, leathery, jaundice, fistfuls of skin, bed-soaked with flesh, in times I am sure in 14 carats, floundered, finding the rain as we stop by the cross and every other station. 7. Linen, stretch, streak, tied to a rack, pillowed, a steady decrease to shallow, yield to yellow, memory in reverse, linked to gravity, plowing north along the ditch, briefly. 8. Mist hung over eyes, gorse, flowing, flowering, risen in rows along a trough, standing, facing, returning, hours on end, in silence, smoke clinging to crevices, the hand steady, the woody appendix bearing down. Scratch Kohan in block capitals. 9. Morning, yellow, orange, peeling the light, rising, porous, one of us still in jammies or nightdress, positively thoughtless, whole process, lined and patterned, impressions, light emanating from a door left ajar, a tower of roses and rose water, amber flush, brown musk and the tree penny bit, the chorus revealing, illumination upon looking, out of the blue, the lino strains, a night in the making. 10. Diluted, diluted, plumed, pommel, bringing forth prickles, stem, face, hilt, tip, cultivating the little apple, to counterweight the jewel, tumbled, the noise of you sleeping lingers in diminished waves, stimulating both the long and the medium, now perhaps with recourse or recoil, cut, rounded in place, perhaps rain, perhaps not, perhaps the kitchen, entered for memory. And since that, I've been thinking about some of the ideas that go into that poem, and thinking largely about sort of what lyric poetry represents, and this was kind of brought up, mainly Jennifer said something about lyric to me the other day. And I mean, in terms of the poetry that I am most fond of and the poetry I think I write, I think it is pretty much inherently lyric in its form. You can judge that in your own way, I suppose. I'm not sure what these sort of page and a half, whether it had come to anything, but I kind of needed to write more than just that as such. So we'll see. Divining, bright-eyed, driving pick to soil, listing names from throat to air and earth dug deep, they in and out, bloody crane's bill, flick feather, pruned, bind to rock without words, where water flows, waiting for rain, watching the southern approach, twisting two gags, throw off your cravats and bands, pale and paler still, well to right as the grass grows thicket among the echoing hill. Spring to ditch, leapt to mount, sheer water and beyond, the storm I stole, shoulder to feet, floor, pressed room to blessed room, half the set on nullied bug. And that's about as far as I've gotten. So, there's a thing. And to finish the sort of my poetry, I'm going to read Flashback. It takes about 5 minutes or something like that. And if people seem happy, I would read a poem by Tom Rayworth to finish me off. But I might not. We'll see. This is Flashbang. I guess there's copies there if people are so inclined. If I stand here, can everyone hear me at the back? Yeah? Good stuff. The other thing is I really need to pee. And so this might have, hopefully, a little bit more energy in it, at a general, the twitching and stuff. Flashback. Simplicity, as if / movement, as if neo-industrial backwash. Turning, she said, my eyes fill with pus and blood, taking her sacred heart as a sign. History is more than just the story of man who wakes, sweating from roof to cranium to brain. Each section subjugated and subsumed. My birth goes midway into the journey of my DNA. This is, of course, owned. A moment of respawnation in the midst of flash. We're at N107 of the L96A1. Flash! Every act is a contradiction, including this one. Every capital is a state of fire, shattered as if ice or snow, taking force, your mouth smeared with the smell of history, hanging outward, every page smoked, soaked in muck, water, and rainbows, in dimensions. You said it was a form of domestic servitude, or death, or stillness, or better yet, a poem, delicate as ever, branching towards pitch, sounding each echo further beyond the circle, preventing enclosure. In the next room, you were easily reversed, yet still in a state of restoration. In the next room, there is nothing, projecting a history, the inability to remove time, breaking down each object centered around another object in context. We move our heads from conception to the individual. Upon investigation, coherence is irrelevant. One. Bleary movements trace, stigmatic branding mark, bear upon me the sight of eternity. Two. The eye feels loose in its own socket. 3. Decadence and deliverance, postnatal remembrance, abandoned, tooth in mouth, dot, 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 pressing each key into infinity, dot, 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 slip your hand into my throat and never let go, consuming phosphorus waste, no time like the present, scratch a living through sounding hollows, flash, failure to install function above the point of your departure, flash, shifting salt and sand, flash, rotating 360 degrees, presenting a level of interest beyond all other levels. My mouth is my vessel, groping along the floor within normal registers. Introduce deliverance, mon ami. Introduce yourself. 4. Each line is not directly related. 5. Transgress across maps and other signs of our times, smoothing the curvature, the difference in diameter, replace function with fixed parameters, resulting in imaginary form. For the second time today, cognition fails, declaring an amnesty in retrospect, composed among clean sheets. The truth is even less complex. Absorption is a matter of fact, filling bathwater and babies. Sweet songs of freedom move to the leaf. Once the correction has been made, therefore arriving in the order of back, left, heel and toe, translating easily around an impulse, wound around each finger, reminding the wearer which step is next, unintentional drift from subject to object through tiny voices, my own breaking into laughter, absurdity and repetitions, flash, eyes failing to see beyond itself, flash, a noise, fill in the blanks, dot, 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 hereby and henceforth declaring the inaudible along with so much else, surging through skin, touch each crevice as if lost, so much more emanation, retracting with every step, looking skyward in shades of movement, I produce a sense or sound, whichever comes first. 6. Lincoln was a line dancer. 7. Newport or Knickerbocker, the fruit broken or bursting, suffering its sweetness. How did we get from there to here? Flash, whoop, whoop, flash. Combining magnesium and aluminium. Flash, detaining the original, pristine conditioning, an image framed. Flash, your hand enters my lungs, first the right, then moving across the left, inhaling the remainder. Ace. The morning moves in silent circles, scoping along parallel lines. I wince and gag, pulling paper from limbs, ignoring incessant cries. 9. Opening parentheses, an attempt to subvert progress, leaving it open until closing, an eye squirting solely, as the pain from my fingers tear the fabric. This evening, breach stretched beyond rooftops and foliation, leveling off and draining fluid, barreling within a concave curve, tearing away a fragment, for a moment, stare to a single point of departure. It is morning or night, depending on the trajectory. A sentence, sleepless in its own right. I read this poem over, lowering all the cases. In a room, in the process of transformation. 10. Remaining silence would only break the repetition. 11. Words hard to find amongst the many, grooved, overexposed fault lines, holding tight against the shore. Performed exterior, gaining intel upon impact, the sound stops. 12. The lights in a row, one by one, around the outside, the color green next to yellow, your scrawl reminds me yet again. 13. Leaving the last one blank, the sea root of conspiracy. I second the notion, I mean motion. No intention without movement. Fingering, forcing each key out of memory folks' history. We have never had it so good. Flash, I declare the inaudible, waiting for it to resonate and respond. Flash, the noise of you staying the pages comforting. Reflections at night is already 10:30, in the middle of it all, it times out. Depicting voice and fury and denying death. Flash, the war is over, the mountain is beyond. The final scene always leaves you wanting more or less. 15. My mother told me, if I was goody, that she would buy me a rubber dolly. Strike with intention, dragging memories into dreams. Repetition as echo. Flash, quoting from John Locke. Flash, get on your bike, she says, as if I had one or any number of systems suitable for transportation. All levels reeling into numbness. Percentages configure memory, devices and outputs intruding upon voice and sight left stranded, hung and winded with fury spoke. 16. The trees slowly turning over, awaiting winter. 17. The rain begins permeating my own shock, sliding from the left to the right side of my brain. The whistle goes and I stop, trying to catch my breath in the sight of flash, eyes looking downward in thought, lips closed, my own voice voiceless in contradiction. Hearing for the first time the coldness of your porcelain face, looking up, countless lights in shades of yellow and white. Above two arches, every horizon is fictionalized, pacifying subversion. Haven't I seen this before? The door left ajar, the voice bemoaning other voices, seeing pictures, busted adverts with slogans speak to automatons. It is? Are you? The antidote for civilization? Give me 20 minutes and I'll give you a poem, or at least a parataxis, shoving adjectives down your throat. How much more can you take? 1 in 10 go mad, 1 in 5 crack up. 18. And me, half sees over, the other bogged down, murk and mire when the lights go out, vocabulary stops. Flash, a hint of bone broke flesh, crushed glass and TV and radio listings, in half tone, RCA flip top, Marconi type 106, flatline. Flash, we all set sail, we all set around and got sold the same sail, set keel to breakers, rolling hitch and punch out in 2 short bursts. All that sounds is not heard, all the bound. In turn, the flag set sail at half-mast, the blue eye turned white and stood still, blazed the spot where you place your feet, heap weight and drag, Hobson's horse to fire, and sign your name, the British Ordnance Department, or Shirley Ellis, to give it a personal touch. Flash, 3-5-0, flash, all the glitters glows, hinge wagons to stars, rift beyond the sun, each outpost further than the last, a beacon in black, looping to a pinpoint accuracy, we drown in water, what else but sing tonight and shake the sky. Flash, I claim my arms my own, built from the ground up, and beyond that, the world watches for the glossy veneer, sky dark with smoke, rising with fire, from sweet coffee I throw foul, to add mixture to broth, arrows to windows, wail the wall with feet and limbs, gush, and break again, flash, an opportunity to reinvent oneself, with a new style aesthetic, a new place to put your hat, to gilt your jib, to flip your flap, flash, to conjure too far south, facing west and wind swept, your face will continue to be your face, whichever way you see it or not, bathed in white and silver, bow and break, the world natural is not of nature, no matter which way you turn it, I cry breathe and hold my spleen ransom, extracting photorealism. Choose your responses carefully. It is already affecting the outcome. 19. differentiating between participles, the self and the object. My list of things to do gets longer. I am already writing about you, but this is not set in stone. Watching the love police makes me feel inadequate. Experience is conversational. Crowds of people gather outside, but there is nothing left to eat. I feign tiredness in real time, refuting claims made retrospectively. The principle of pleasure evaporates. My heart rate blinked by my own lids. The world is now adjustable. I am no longer a peaceful bystander caught between the rocks. Let out a yelp and readjust. There are visions and then there are visions, and my ability to sustain myself is negligible, diminishing further. There is no longer the possibility of unity or desire. I am by the wayside, the blue church bell. 20. It is nearing a 9:15. I stare, the word blue and yellow dissolving, trying to shape the sense out of so little, tracking two shades, infrastructure running parallel. There is value ascribed to this thing. But for now, this is unimportant. His hat does not suit his face, head, neck, shoulders, knees and toes. The destination is never the horizon that we're always moving towards, pulling away from variants of grey and graffiti, reek. Red, blue, pink, yellow, purple, blue, pink, yellow, purple, blue, red, flash. I surround myself in cloaks and daggers, move and counter-move, subterfuge, playing ducks and drakes, flat, round and worn, in contrast. The surface of the moon, visible before dark.